Like a lot of people, I came to know Yoko Ono through the Beatles, and only later found out about her varied creative output with Fluxus in the late 50s and early 60s, including her association with John Cage. But even upon first discovering her in the early 70s, I knew there was more to her than the media portrayed.
In this approximately infinite universe, I know a girl who's in constant hell.
As a young girl, I used to look up articles on rock and roll in the library, mostly about the Beatles. It was then that I discovered Yoko's work as a solo artist, her films, her solo experimental music albums, her feminist beliefs, and the bed-ins for peace she did with John Lennon. It was clear to me that she had a strong creative vision and that the mainstream perception of her as merely Lennon's wife or as the woman who broke up the Beatles was false. I became so convinced of this that I told everyone I knew what I believed about her. My younger brother and sister bore the brunt of this and still tease me to this day about the times I quizzed them on Yoko so they would know the truth about her. So the truth is this. John Lennon benefited more from his association with Yoko Ono than vice versa. Yoko had an impressive, successful career as a composer and artist before she ever met John. Yoko did not break up the Beatles. Yoko was not afraid to be an outspoken, innovative woman who broke down the boundaries between art and life. She is still an amazing example of what one person can do when they put their mind, heart, and soul to it. She has had a tremendous influence on me, especially in the way she conceives of ideas and then expresses them in whatever way she sees fit. To quote from her, "Art is not merely a duplication of life. To assimilate art and life is different from art duplicating life." She said this in 1966, and it is still applicable today.
Dreaming of liberty, searching for reality. Don't worry, don't worry.